have one about the Square Wallet app. Does anybody use that successfully?
Yeah.
I've got it on my iPhone, and I tried to set it up, but I can't get it to accept a picture, no matter what kind of picture I... You know, they have it as part of the validation, so that when the merchant can compare the picture on their screen with you...
With you, right.
I keep taking a picture, and it says, error processing. No matter what I do, I can't get a picture.
Have you had Claire take your picture?
Yeah.
And that doesn't work either?
No.
I have not tried that, but that's excellent feedback, and I will take that to the company.
I am running a Mac Mini. Don't faint. I'm still running Lion, not Mountain Lion, but Lion. I went to set up an IMAP email account on the Mac. The authentication that we're using is StarTLS. I don't see that on the list. And that could be the cause of my problem. But putting in the proper credentials doesn't seem to allow me to log on to the email server and retrieve my messages. So I'm wondering if anybody has ever run into IMAP issues on the Mac using Lion. I know from talking to developers that the mail app or program on Lion and Mountain Lion was totally screwed up by Apple in many, many ways. They tell me if I update to Mavericks, it should solve my problems. But before I do, I'd like to see if anybody has any input.
I know I've had some problems back when I used Lion. If anything, I think that was the one operating system that I did have problems with. There were problems I had with Lion that I didn't have with previous, it was spelled like it. And going to Mountain Lion, I think, may have fixed it.
Do you know how to reach John Panarese? Because he did. You weren't in the Mac class today, but he did say if anybody had a Mac question... that they could contact him?
Maybe you could pass that info along.
All right, I will follow up on that.
Do you know if StarTLS is supported on the Macintosh? Maybe we need to change our authentication method. Because I know it's not on the list in Lion, but I know that a lot more things were added to the email client in Mavericks.
I believe it is, but I'd have to go home and check. I could fill something out on the bug list with my findings, but I thought it would be.
Only one more word of warning. If you're ever in universal access portion of system preferences, be very careful. There's a feature that's way buried in universal access called slow keys. Don't ever get that turned on. I thought I was going to have to reformat. Nothing would work on the keyboard. Do anything, but I found out that if you held down a key for like 10 seconds, it would all of a sudden type the letter. And I mean 10 seconds. And I held down another key for 10 seconds, it would also all of a sudden type the letter. So when you think your Mac is broken or locked up, if you've accidentally turned on slow keys, which must have happened to me, how, I have no clue, that's your problem. And if you can get in there and fix it, you'll be fine. My Mac is running beautifully now.
I have a Windows 7. Recently upgraded to JAWS 15 and I had Internet Explorer 9. I wanted to upgrade to Internet Explorer 11. I wanted to install, it was not getting installed. The message was that I have to upgrade my, you know, Windows 7 to the SP, the service pack. And for that they said that automatic update message will come, then I can go update and do it, but it never came to my Windows updates. I tried to further research. It was possible to download it directly also, and I'm not able to download from, because there are 6 or 7 options and I don't know which option will work for me.
There may be a prerequisite update you need to install before you'll even see the service pack as an option. Is there any updates you haven't installed yet?
I have installed whatever, you know, updates have come to me. I've installed all the updates.
And it shows nothing, no updates available at all?
No updates available.
Even optional updates?
Yes. I have installed all the optional updates. Except one update that was about big desktop, which I did not install.
No.
But otherwise, I have installed all the important and the optional updates.
You check your computer properties, does it say that the service pack is installed?
No, service pack is not installed.
It's not installed.
Okay. It is not installed. Yeah. That I will check. I have 64-bit.
So you have 64-bit,
yes.
And even in 64-bit, there will be a language indicator, which should be usually ENUS or ENU. If you have the list of pages, we can send you a link. We can send you the name, exact name, actually. That would be very easy to figure out. Just what your operating system version is and the current version.
The current version.
This is a perfect problem for the Microsoft Accessibility Call Center. We can get you that number, and you can call them, and they will help you through this. Guaranteed.
The phone number I have for them is 800-936-5000.
5900.
IE 11, are there any particular advantages to upgrading to that?
I have found that some websites that worked with 10 appear with Internet Explorer 11 to be essentially inaccessible. But if I go to Firefox, they appear to be working just fine. One of them was the Weight Watchers website. One of them was YouTube. One of them was...
I've seen some things that come up with more links that are that appear to be unlabeled.
I know Carbonite.
Carbonite doesn't work well with 11.
Yeah.
Peapod didn't work well either, come to think of
it. Tim, what do you use for Peapod?
On my 7 machine, I think I've got 9, and on my other machine, I've got 8.
Something that I'm noticing more and more is there are a lot of JAWS settings that have major impact on how well Internet Explorer works. On Facebook, I was trying to find a way that I could continue down through the list of news updates, news feed updates, without having to hit more or see more every 5 or 6 ones. Well, now I'm not sure what the setting was in JAWS, but one of the settings from the quick settings menu that I changed, and I think it might have been virtual cursor, follow virtual cursor on screen. Mm-hmm. Once I changed that, I could keep hitting H and it will read headings until Facebook runs out of stuff to read without ever having to hit that See More button.
Mm-hmm.
I was having trouble copying to the clipboard from Internet Explorer and then pasting it somewhere. I found that by changing one of the settings that relates to how it copies, it fixed the problem completely. So
you wouldn't happen to know what that setting was, would you? Because, boy, I'd love to know.
The one that I changed was in the section called Virtual Cursor Options.
Yep.
And it's called Select and Copy. And the options are From Virtual Cursor or Full Content. And I selected the From Virtual Cursor. The other one that I changed that seemed to help with long pages like Facebook was the Virtual Ribbon Menu. I don't even know what that is exactly, but I checked it and it didn't seem to hurt anything, and it seemed to help tremendously.
Is anybody using, or is there a listserv for WordPress for the blind?
WordPress, there are lots of people who use WordPress, and there's somebody who's actually who teaches it. Jackie, I don't remember her last name, but I have it at home. There may be a WordPress list, but I know there's a woman who teaches it.
Has anybody ventured into Dvorak keyboards?
The Honeywell has most of the most used letters, and you can type like something like 75-80% of all words.
Right, that's the same thing as that little keyboard, the Revo keyboard that we had. It's the same concept.
On the Mac, does anyone know how to get foreign language typing on Mac keyboards?
If you go into keyboards under your, I believe, in settings, I believe you can add keyboards. There's a list of keyboards that's available because that's how you add the emoji keyboard, for example. There's a list of keyboards available in there, and I think you should be able to find other foreign language keyboards. Check under keyboards, which is, I believe keyboards is in system preferences. I believe there is a keyboard option in there.
I'm just starting with the iPhone 5S. I'm waiting to get the book, getting started with the iPhone. Is there any other things that I could do? I went up on AppleVis and got 20 suggestions.
If you go to the ViBug page, and you go to the Apple area, there's a whole list of, there's email lists you can subscribe to. There are podcasts. And one of the things that if we have time today, I'm going to demonstrate Downcast, which is a podcast reader. And there are tons of podcasts on how to use iDevices. I got an iPod Touch and I plugged it in and I set it up and it took all my apps migrated and I was very happy and everything's working well, except I cannot get email to work.
What kind of email service are you using?
The one that isn't working at the moment is Comcast.
And this is with all email accounts, just the Comcast one?
Comcast.
Can you get mail?
I can do it on my iPhone.
You can't get it all send mail.
I can't do anything with Comcast and the iPod Touch.
Are you kind of setting it up manually, or are you kind of letting the phone kind of set up?
No, I set it up. I deleted the account because it didn't work, so I set it up manually.
What service were you using?
$9.93.
But what about the actual server?
I tried both IMAP and POP. I really wanted IMAP, but you can't do it with Comcast. So I tried POP, So it's mail.comcast.net and smtp.comcast.net?
Right. What port? I had to change the port, and I, when I did something,
yeah.
I had to change the
993.
No, it doesn't sound right.
No, in my area, that's what I have to use. I mean, I copied it from my, I mean, I literally went into my iPhone and looked at how I set it up there and literally duplicated it.
And did you go into that setting, the advanced setting way, album server authentication type of thing? Because there's one more layer that you have to go through.
For the touch that you don't do with the phone?
Even on the phone, I've had people have to do it.
Well, the only authentication I do is put in my password.
But there's actually another spot there, too.
The second screen.
In advance. Yeah, no, yeah. I went through the advance. I went through all of that. Because I can get mail on the iPhone. I've been getting mail all day on my iPhone. But I cannot get it on the iPod, and I'm using the exact same settings.
There's a difference.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So what's the difference?
On the iPhone, when you get the email, you're going through the cell phone network, you're going through the Wi-Fi network.
I was on Wi-Fi in both instances.
For some reason, that port number didn't sound.
Remember, it depends on where you live, because Comcast has different port numbers which get activated depending upon where you live. The default port is 25 for incoming, but in my area, it doesn't work. You have to use 993.
But 993 is an SSL port. So do you have SSL enabled?
Yeah.
It is enabled? Okay.
And then my, I forget what the outgoing port, whether it's 587.
Oh, 587, 465.
Exactly. I can't get it to work. And the reason why I want it to work so badly is I've got to be able to have them send me a link to that device for diagnostics, because I want to get AppleCare Plus. And to do that, they have to send me a link for diagnostics so they can ensure that the device is okay. I literally shut down my iPhone.
It still didn't put it on the...
Still didn't do it. So I guess I'll have to call Apple and see what they say. I mean, unless I've got a defective device or something.
You try to put it in your iCloud account or something, just see if mail is working on it.
I have other mail accounts that are working fine.
On the iPod?
Yeah. I have five other accounts that are working.
So it's something like
Comcast.
Yeah.
Both on websites, and then when I get some messages in Outlook, I've found, the last few months, that I'll get all these, it will mention all these tables, tables with one row and one column.
Yeah.
Totally meaningless tables. I get TTT many times till I actually get to the one table that I want. Has anybody run into that too, where there's just so much meaningless tables that it's very hard to navigate? Is there a way to shut off the meaningless ones, but keep on the meaningful ones?
I don't know any way to shut them off. I have run into that a lot.
Yeah.
You can't shut them off.
Why is that?
They're visual. A lot of times it's visual stuff that the screen reader doesn't pick up. One of the things that I have sometimes done, even though they say you don't have to anymore, sometimes I'll get an email and I'll just go into the, I'll just view as a web page in the browser, because sometimes I find that more successful.
JAWS also has a skin reading feature and one that may more easily get you to.
You can turn off layout table reading, which will eliminate some of that
some
stuff.
Some of them, yeah.
Or you can set up
a place marker
right at the top of the table, and then you just can go directly to that.
And if you do the insert V to go into quick settings while you're on the web, one of the in the tables area, there's one called layout tables.
Mm-hmm.
You can uncheck that.